Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 121 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials found in June the 19th to June the 25th in Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23 and John 19. What we're going to do now in the remaining 3 days is look at the other three Gospels and their individual accounts of the Saviour's last hours leading up to his crucifixion and just identify some of the differences between that and the Luke account and what we can learn from those slight differences or perhaps things that are kind of emphasised more. Now the Saviour, when he was brought before the governor and brought before the chief priests and the elders, he either doesn't say anything to them in his responses, or he simply says, "Thou sayest," when the governor says, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Pilate, in front of Pilate. So we have here just this idea that the Saviour suffers the people to carry on doing the things that they are doing to him, and it's again, just this idea that he was willing to go through these things, submit himself and suffer it by himself, which shows his immense love for us. Because, of course, all of this was to lead to his crucifixion and his suffering. So I think that is fascinating. Another part of the story that we haven't seen mentioned yet is the Pilate's wife. And I must have heard of this part before or seen or read this perhaps, but it's just something that hadn't jumped out before. In verse 19 in Matthew 27, it says, "When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." So it seems that his wife had been, Pilate's wife had been dreaming about the Saviour, about what was going on and about how Pilate needed to release the Saviour from this captivity. So she felt very unsettled because of this trial and this event that her husband was dealing with, which of course will have added to his guilt, perhaps, that, you know, he could see nothing wrong with Jesus and felt that he hadn't done anything wrong. But now his wife was also saying to him, "Look, you need to release him. I've been having dreams about him that, you know, he needs to be let free." The next part of the account of Matthew follows similar themes or events that happen in Luke until we get to verse 46. And this, for me, is probably one of the most heartbreaking and heartrending moments of the crucifixion of the Saviour, which wasn't mentioned in Luke. In verse 46, it says, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" This leads us to conclude or to presume that at this moment on the cross, the Saviour felt the withdrawal of the presence of his Father. Now, this was not because he had done anything wrong, of course. This was not because he had fallen into the things that we fall into, which cause us to be separated from God. But it is rather that he had to experience what it felt like to not have the presence of the Father with him, so that he knew how to support and strengthen those who go through that experience through their actions. And this really is just heartbreaking because, of course, the Saviour has probably, I mean, I don't think I'm wrong in saying this, but is the individual who has lived on this earth who has had the closest relationship with the Father, and who was so willing to submit and do his Father's will, and I imagine always had the presence of the Father with him, for he was baptized and had received the Holy Ghost, and therefore he had that same gift that we have, and he had lived a perfect life. So he will have had the greatest companionship of the Spirit with him than anyone else has ever lived. So to then have that withdrawn and removed, and Yeah, I just think it would have been so depressing and difficult and disheartening. And I don't think those words really do it justice for what the Saviour will have felt. I just think it was, well, for me, it just gives me that hope that he can support me. He gives me that, there sure was difficult times when I don't feel the spirit or and I lose it for whatever reason. I know that the Saviour can help me through that and he can support me through that because he has done that for us as well. Which is just a great blessing for us. Then, of course, as I mentioned, in verse 54, it mentions the centurion and how he proclaims that truly this was the Son of God when the Saviour dies, due to the events that take place after he gives up the ghost. The veil of the temple being rent in twain, which of course is very symbolic of how his atonement, his suffering, his sacrifice has broken through the veil and made it possible not only for those who have died to receive the gospel and to receive his grace, but also because death is conquered. And in a few days' time, he was to be able to be risen again. So yeah, I think that covers kind of the main events of the crucifixion that I wanted to touch upon in Matthew that took place that didn't take place in Luke. So thank you very much for joining us today. Please do join us tomorrow as we continue with the study and share your thoughts as well on the Facebook group or share the podcast with someone who may be interested to have some further reflections on I Come Follow Me. Thank you so much for listening, and until we meet again.